Well, good morning. I hope you are doing well, and I am excited today to talk a little bit about the new Scott McKenna podcast. I don't even know if that's what it's going to be called, but just in general, the podcast that is going to be coming out very, very soon. As you may or may not know, I've been really, really pumped about the idea of starting a podcast for so many reasons, but most importantly, over the last bunch of months, I've realized that the content that I actually consume more often than anything is podcasts, whether it be on my phone or whether it be on my computer while I'm editing, whatever it is, I find myself constantly loving listening to podcasts. And for obvious reasons, and the big reason why everyone's talking about it is the fact that it's something that you can do while you're doing other things. And I think that that is what's obviously right now fascinating to me about audio and fascinating to so many people, is just this idea that podcasts are really the only form of media that you kind of can consume while you do something else. So I'm really, really excited to get it started. I wanted to take this time to tell you a little bit about kind of what to expect from it, when to see it, where to listen to it, all that kind of stuff. So let's talk about it. So if you're listening to this, I assume that you've come across me through YouTube or Instagram or Twitter or one of those sources. And I think that you'll probably quickly realize that I like to put out content in a lot of different places. And I'm definitely obsessed right now with putting out as much content as possible on all platforms. And you see, what I really think is cool about the podcast more than anything is the podcast is probably going to be the only platform that I really can utilize having tons of different people on to bring you value in more ways than just myself. Obviously, with YouTube content and video being the primary, there's a certain amount of work that goes into creating video content. And that means that if I want to interview somebody or I wanted to talk to somebody or get someone's advice or tips or just suggestions on things and feedback, I have to kind of be in person with them or figure out a way to be able to capture their video as good as their audio, and that's just tricky. But you see, the podcast opens up an entirely different opportunity that I'm super excited about, and it's the idea of being able to have so many different guests on at so many times talking about topics that they're passionate about that are all related to the stuff that I already talk about, but hearing it from somebody else I always feel is super valuable. Because I've always been a person that loves learning from other people's journeys, and whether it's like actually in the field that I am passionate about or not, just to hear how they got to somewhere is always super appealing to me. And I think you might feel the same way. So one thing you can definitely expect is simply that there's going to be a lot of different guests. There's going to be a lot of different topics, all probably related to the same type of content that I obviously already produce, but it will allow me to bring a lot of different people on because it's easier for people to interact with me regardless where they are in the country via a podcast where they can call in or they can Skype in depending on what form they prefer to do. But it allows this whole other possibility of the different creators and people that I can have on the channel rather than being forced to say, well, if I can't do it with video, I can't do it at all. So I'm really excited about that side. It's definitely going to be the most collaborative effort that I'll have. It'll really allow me to constantly figure out who I can get on to talk about certain topics. And my goal would be that I will be able to put together a list of the type of stuff that I want to talk about, or maybe even the type of questions that you guys are asking specifically to it, whether it's via Twitter or Instagram or YouTube. If you're asking me questions on certain things, I can try to bring in experts on those specific things and not just have it be my voice, because I think everyone has obviously their own background, their own skill sets, and their own things that they've learned in certain fields. So it'd be great to be able to, on a per podcast episode basis, to decide, okay, well, who's knowledgeable at that or who's knowledgeable at this, and bring in the person to just talk about it right on the podcast. And it's actually possible for them to do it rather than me having to figure out when I can go meet up with them, when I need to film it, I need to bring lighting, I need to bring audio. It's just a simple form that could provide 10 times more value if I can do it more super collaborative effort. So I think some of that got cut off at the end, but that's okay. I think you heard the gist of what I'm saying. So definitely expect some collaborative effort, which is going to be awesome. I've always been a person that loves hearing the perspective from people doing the things that I want to do or that I want to learn in, and how I can gain knowledge from all those different people. And now being able to bring those people to you as well will be an awesome thing to continue to make the podcast strong. So another thing to expect is also longer form content. And No, not boring longer form content, but I think that podcasts allow me to do things a little different in the manner that, from a YouTube perspective, I know it's not really always going to be valuable to create an hour long vlog or an hour long video because you only have so much time that you can sit there and listen to something. But what's cool about obviously podcasting is the fact that a lot of people listen to podcasts, whether it's driving in your car, or whether it's taking a run or mowing the grass, whatever it is, you have a longer attention span most of the time for podcasts than you would any other form of content. So what I really like about that is it would allow me to be able to do some things that are a little bit longer and a little bit different than normal that can be very valuable, but allow the conversation to go on a little bit longer. Obviously, some of the things that I talk about on YouTube, I could really dive in and get way more in detail on, but I try to keep them short because I know you don't have a lot of time, and it's important to be aware of that. But podcasting is very different, and some of my favorite podcasts actually are the ones that are a longer form because they really are able to dive in a little deeper to the topics they're discussing. And specifically when I have an interview with somebody, I can really set, you know, a 30-minute limit or a 45-minute limit and really make it valuable. And when you really want to listen to that whole podcast, you can really dive in and really get deep on the topics, which I think is an awesome thing that only really podcasts allow you to do. If I sound a bit out of breath, it's because I'm carrying my son around and trying to put him to sleep while I'm walking and talking. So if I'm kind of out of breath, that's why. But anyway, longer form content. I just think that there's a lot of power in having a longer discussion about certain things, and it will really allow you to watch it on your own time or listen to it on your own time, I should say. We're talking about podcasts here, and it will just be a useful tool that you can listen to that you might not be able to specifically watch a YouTube video on. And a lot of the questions I've been having are, will it be directly tied into what I'm talking about that day on YouTube or that week on YouTube? And the answer is there's not really going to be a formula. I think that if there are certain topics that I feel like get a lot of discussion, let's say I post a YouTube video about color grading, for example, in a film, and it gets lots of questions and lots of different things and topics and discussions, well, then maybe it would make sense to have a podcast devoted to that topic and bring in somebody that's an expert in that field to talk about it a little bit more. So the idea would be that I can really dive in deeper, and because it's not going to be a daily podcast, it's going to be as often as possible podcast is how I'm going to kind of put it right now. The goal is to do it as much as possible, but I'm not going to say daily because I know that that's just not possible right now where I'm at in life. So the goal would be that I can really just keep putting topics together and keep using questions and things you guys are asking to help bring more value in a long form content, which I think is just a really, really neat idea. And I'm excited to just kind of explore that a little bit and use that platform to really be the one that I can go deeper into discussions that you want to know about and want the podcast to be about. There are certain things that I'd love to talk about more, but that just are hard to actually make a video for without them being boring, depending on the type of content. So the podcast will also allow me to just stay really focused on a certain point that may translate much better on a listening form like a podcast rather than video, which is awesome. So that's a little bit more about the podcast. A lot of people have been asking questions about it. The great thing about the podcast is I will definitely be recording them and then editing them and making them as valuable as possible and as high quality as possible. So I'll still do occasional things through the Anchor platform like you may be listening to me on now, but they will not be all recorded from my phone. A lot of them will also be recorded with more than one person as the host. So even if I have a guest per se on, I probably will try to have a co-host as much as possible. Pablo will be one of those co-hosts, obviously, that's on a lot, but maybe have a couple of different people here and there. The goal being that there'll be more conversation involved rather than the vlog being much more around just me, because obviously I have to film and edit them all day myself. It'll really allow me to have more of a collaborative effort and collaborative conversation, which I think is always valuable, having more conversation in any topic because you just get people's perspective, which is great. So that's a little bit more about what to expect. There is not a specific release date as of yet of when that is going to be. It is going to be very soon, just working on trying to find a schedule that works and how often I can do it with an upcoming kind of vacation for about a month in Arizona. I'm still going to be working while I'm out there, but I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do, whether it's going to be before that or after. But just wanted to give you a little bit of information on it. Make sure that you check out any podcast section that you normally listen to podcasts in, whether it's Overcast FM or Apple Podcast or Google, whatever you typically listen to it in. Make sure that you just search for Scott McKenna Podcast and subscribe in there. And as soon as the podcast is ready to go, I will be posting some more info about that, and the first episode will come then. It will also be on the YouTube channel, but it will be in audio-only form, and then that way, if you are someone that just prefers to listen in YouTube instead, you can also do that, and that'll be a great resource for you. So, just some of the things to expect. I'm really, really excited about it. Would love to get your feedback. If you are one of the people that listen to this on Anchor, would you call in? Tell me what you would love to hear from it, what kind of things you want to learn more, and if you're excited about it, we'll just love your feedback. I love the conversation. That's why I create all the content that I do. So hope you are doing well. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your day. Let's talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.